8:56, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. State Representative Josh Mars is here. Cafe 1055 owner Vernon Dukes. Should I do all the accolades or should I just say he's running for Congress? Let's see. No, he's a retired Army colonel. Served 30 years and 28 days. He's a great retired Green Beret, Army Ranger. Said he would go back if he was called. Now he wants to go to Congress because they're trying to take your freedoms. He defended freedom on the battlefield. Now he wants to defend it in the United States Congress. How sad is that? Somebody has to go to Washington and defend freedom for the people, from our elected people who are supposed to be our voice. How sad is that? It's just so sick. And Marky, Michaela, is that how you pronounce it? Markayla?
Markayla.
Markayla is in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just having a good time. You know, every day it's gotten more and more wild here. Somebody wrote me on Saturday and said, I think you have the most outrageous talk show in America. And I said, thank you. That was my response. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's good. I don't think it's outrageous. I think it tells truth people don't want to say.
Yeah, I don't think you're, respectfully, I don't think you're quite as done as much outrageous stuff on the air as Howard Stern.
No, I just tell the truth and people find the truth outrageous.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so it's all.
That is true.
It's all crazy. It's all crazy all the time. Colonel, how is the campaign going? People are texting and wanting to know.
It's very, very difficult to tell. I mean, I think it's going well. Everyone I talk to is supportive. A lot of folks have emailed me and told me that they've voted for me already. So that's always good to hear. But, you know, you're not talking in the hundreds of thousands of folks. I'm not getting that many emails.
Well,
but,
it's not possible.
Right. So.
I mean, I think we would all agree. Maybe you two wouldn't agree. Yeah, you're the candidate. You're the campaign strategist. But getting her below 50 in that first round and going to ranked choice voting could really work to your advantage.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
You know, and so that's the key here because I think you would be the second choice of a lot of people. And Democrats, the beauty of the Democrats, they love ranked choice voting. So they rank candidates. Republicans hate it. They often don't. They bullet vote. So Republicans that vote for you will vote for you and nothing else. Democrats will rank candidates. If you get her below 50,
Yep.
That's it? Nobody has any more. I thought that was a brilliant statement for me to make.
Very
You're supposed to say, wow, Ray, what a strategic mind you have.
Well, it's, no, Republicans do need to use ranked choice voting to their advantage instead of complaining about it every year. I think it's unfortunately something that's here to stay for a while, and there's a lot of strategy that goes with it that you can use to your advantage.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I don't like it, but it's the law of the land. It's like clean elections. I don't like clean elections. Yeah. But it's the law of the land. You don't like it. Oh, we got to go. Yeah. We're late.
I was just going to say, you do have a great strategic mind, and I think the University of Florida could use you in their football program.
I'm 63 years old.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Liz Cheney, the conservative who says she doesn't really consider herself to be part of Donald Trump's Republican Party.
That's Fox's Peter Doocy in Royal Oak, Michigan.
We need strong borders. We need great elections. If we don't have great elections and strong borders, then we don't have a country.
That's from a Trump rally in Pennsylvania after the former president worked a fry machine in a McDonald's drive-thru. The House Task Force investigating the first Trump assassination attempt back in July has a report out this morning, and Fox's Brooke Singman details it.
The tragic and shocking events of July 13th were preventable and should not have happened. The task force finding other notable lapses in security and planning by the now embattled agency, like would-be assassin Thomas Crooks being under scrutiny by Secret Service agents and local police for nearly 40 minutes before the rally, yet not taking any action.
Now, last week, an independent review called for major Secret Service reforms. Today, there will be a Trump rally in Greenville, North Carolina, after the former president visits the flood-ravaged Asheville area. There's new flood damage around Roswell, New Mexico, where two people were killed over the weekend as flash floods trapped people in homes and cars. Nearly 300 had to be rescued. The U.S. is investigating a leak of American intelligence
that might indicate